I believe that I've told this story in the past, but considering that I happen to think it's a rather humorous story and quite telling from a young child and revealing in terms of our own understanding in our Judaism, I'm taking the liberty to tell it again. There was a time when I was in the United States and we were in a supermarket and our little daughter, she's now 6 years old, she was with us in the market and she saw a particular candy that she feasted her eyes upon and she decided that she wanted the candy. Well, sure enough, she chose the candy and my wife told her in a nice way, she said, "You can't have that candy." She said, "Well, why not?" So my wife said to her, "Because it's not kosher." So she said, "Well, I see the lady over there, she's buying the candy, why can she have it?" So my wife said, innocently enough, she said, "Well, that lady is not Jewish." In which my daughter, immediately without hesitation, said, "Well, in that case, I also don't want to be Jewish." Now, undoubtedly, there are times when we are enveloped with a sense of spirituality, and when we understand our spiritual obligations with regards to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but at the same time, we certainly do not propose living an ascetic existence by which we cannot eat the candy. We want our candy and be able to exist spiritually at the same time. And to a certain extent, that dual relationship may very well exist in the Jewish world, but there are times that we also have to realize that in order to be Jewish and in order to be religiously subservient, we can't sometimes have the candy. Having said that, even if we don't get the candy, there are many times when we can at the same time benefit from being Jewish. Rav Yaakov Ariel, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Hesder in Ramat Gan, and the Rav Rashi, the chief rabbi of Ramat Gan, explains that a shofar, classically, is called really two names. Two titles are ascribed to the shofar. One is, as we just mentioned, it is called a shofar. And then other times, within halacha, within the mishnayot, within the gemara, this horn is not called a shofar, but it is referred to as a keren, which in English is defined as a horn. What is the difference between a keren and a shofar? Rav Ariel explains that a keren, being a horn, represents the external features and the external attributes of the animal. The animal prides itself in its horn. A horn, many times on the top of an animal's crown or head, indicates its strength. It is a buck. It demonstrates dominance. And certainly the crown, the keren rather, the horn, therefore signifies the aspects of the physical world. Physical prowess, brute force, physical strength. The shofar, on the other hand, certainly does not maintain the same attributes. The shofar is hollow. When we talk in Hebrew about a shofar, we can refer to another word called a shvoferet. Shvoferet, shofar. A shvoferet is a tube that is filled with none other than air. And therefore the shofar, the shvoferet, represents the spirituality, the inherent and internal attributes of what is the reaction when I hear a sound. Everything is hollow with regards to the physical world. There seems to be nothing palpable, nothing that I could possibly touch with my physical fingers. But the message resonates, and the message is clear as a result of what I am hearing. There is an inherent message that demonstrates to man what his purpose is in this world. The animal has no use for the shofar, because an animal has no moral consciousness. But man, who's expected to live according to ethics, morality, and embracing law and order, is expected to elevate the keren, the physical part of this world, into the shofar. He takes that which appears to be mundane, and he elevates it to moral standing, to ethical standards. The shofar begs us to lead a life which is based on intellectual prowess, which is based on cognition, based on understanding and appreciation of what this world and all of its chaos has to offer in a higher order. Ashrei ha'am yod'ei teruah. Great and praised is the nation who know, who understand, who comprehend the teruah, the shofar, the hollow sound that is meant to awaken us towards tshuva. It is a cognitive sound. It incites compassion and sanctity. At the same time, we don't shun the keren. We don't ignore the horn, the physical parts of this world. We use them. As a matter of fact, David HaMelech says, "Utsmichat keren leDavid avadecha." When we describe the arrival of the great Messiah, the Mashiach, we refer to the keren. However, the shofar reminds us that we have to prioritize, that we have to realize and recognize what is truly important and what is pivotal in this world. And therefore, as a Jew, we have to appreciate on this holiday of Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaDin. We look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know very well that we are Hinei Kechomer Biyad HaYotzer. We are like clay in the hands of the potter, in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he understands that we have to be able to benefit from the world around us. God granted us physical comfort in order to use it. And sometimes, if we eat the candy, we recognize that we can still be called Jewish. But at the many times, we have to realize that there are times when we have to recognize that we can't eat the candy, that we sacrifice the candy. It's not kosher. It's not for us. We're expected to arrive at a greater service, at a greater call, and a greater appreciation in what this world and our neshama, our soul, has to offer. And Mir Tzashem, if we recognize this coming Rosh Hashanah, that the job of a Jew is to find the balance, to learn how to utilize the physical attributes of this world, to gear them in the proper way, so that a person can strengthen oneself ultimately for the greatest cause, the cause of serving Hashem. If we take the keren, that which represents physical strength, and we elevate it and we raise it for the greater purpose of the shofar, then indeed we are able to proclaim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ashrei ha'am yodei teruah. We know very well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we are blessed with physical comfort. But do not think for a moment that we forget what our spiritual calling and the reason why we can call ourselves Jewish truly represents. Yehi Ratzon, may it be the will of our Creator, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kevyachol. And as a result of our bonding together in unison, in tefillah, in tzedakah, in tshuva, that itself should serve as recognition to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to all of us in our own lives, that we understand and comprehend fully well what our lives are meant to be based upon. When we hear the sound of the shofar, we'll awaken ourselves once again to the great call of what it means to be an Hashama Yehudi, to be a Jewish soul, and appreciate the hollow air that arrives from the hollow shofar has so much significance and so many important messages to convey to us. Shana Tova.